Getting to know you. Getting
and we
to
like
know
to treat you.
All about you.
Because you're so special. Getting and we ask our guests to come in after 9 o'clock to have a chat with us. And like have a chat with you, in a sense, you know. And this morning I'm joined by Karen. Now, Karen is a lady, obviously, because her name's Karen. And she's from Dreams Theatre School. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, Rob, I have no idea who they are. Well, that is why Karen is here. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Rob.
How are you?
I'm good, thank
you. It's cold,
you.
Apparently. You said it's cold. It's a little bit rainy outside.
It's a bit drizzly outside, yes.
Yes. I was quite lucky to miss that this morning, to be totally honest with you.
Yep, you are lucky.
5:45 this morning, so yeah, missed that one, but mm-hmm. Good. Karen, you're here from Dreams Theatre School.
I am, yes.
But of course, there are going to be people who don't know who Dreams Theatre School are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're in a pub, we're having a chat, we're having a chinwag, loads of people just, you know, having a listen around. Tell us, what is Dreams Theatre School?
Dreams Theatre School is a children's theatre group. We get together in Chelmsford, Shenfield and Romford. We've got three groups.
Excellent.
And the children have classes in singing, drama and street dance.
So we're kind of a real variety of different performing arts.
Yeah, we cover all areas of performing arts, musical theatre as well.
Excellent. And if I was to say, Karen, I'd like to join. Can mm-hmm. I join? I'm 27.
Yes, you're a little bit too old.
Am I? Oh, okay, fine. So what is your age group? What sort of ages
we
do the children?
We start from 5 up to 16, but some children do stay later than 16. They stay up to maybe the age of 18.
Do you find that some of the sort of the older children have been doing it for so long they become instructors and such and teachers?
Haven't had any yet, as of yet, but
never say no.
No, never say never. No, never say never.
Excellent. So Dreams Theatre School, based in Shenfield, you say?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the one that's nearest to us here. Yes, obviously Chelmsford and Romford as well, for those mm-hmm. people who might be listening, passing through.
Yeah.
You're obviously, you know, not just because you're also coming to Lighting Up Brentwood on Saturday.
Yes.
And to perform for us on the main stage, mm-hmm. which would be lovely to see you. You do a lot of performances throughout the year.
We do.
And as we were chatting whilst Luke Sitolsing was playing, you've been doing quite a lot of performances already up to this Christmas period.
Yes, we've been very, very busy over the last couple of months. We had three of our own productions. So Romford did their show, Shenfield did a show and Chelmsford did a show.
Things that you've written? Like performances you've written?
Some of them are, yes. With Shenfield we did a Halloween show. So we did a kind of, it was all set in a kind of wizard and witches school called Cauldron High.
Ah, very clever.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, so some things are. But Romford, they did Annie and Chelmsford did Snow White.
Oh, brilliant.
So they're our own productions. And then we took part in a West End variety show. So it was a children's variety show.
In the West End?
In the West End.
That's a pretty big deal.
At Her Majesty's.
It's quite a blasé, like, hey, we're just in the West End. Just performing in the West End.
Yeah. So that's
quite exciting.
It was. That was very exciting. So that was some children chosen from each of the three schools and put together.
So that people came and saw some of your performances and chose some of the children to go to the West End to perform?
No, I chose
the children. Oh, okay. Oh, you did.
I chose the children, yes.
Excellent. Yeah. That sounds exciting.
Yeah, and we also was in the Jack Petchy Glee Club Challenge.
The Glee Club Challenge? Yes. Now this, for people who listen to this show quite regularly, they'll know I'm a bit of a theatrical...
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a thespian myself. I do like a bit of drama. Mm-hmm. Do like singing and prancing around the studio from time to time. Mm-hmm. And Glee is one of my favourite secret programmes. I'm not allowed to say that on the radio, so I'll cut this out before it goes on air. But yeah, it's one of those things where I quite like the Glee thing. I quite like the whole singing and dancing around, so that sounds quite exciting as well.
It was.
What's all that kind of about?
Well, it was just we had to do two numbers.
All right.
We done a 60s medley, and then we did a modern medley as well. So we showed two different styles.
Different styles.
Yeah, and we made it to the last eight in Essex.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, but we didn't get to the final, unfortunately. But we made it to the semi-finals.
It'd be a great learning curve for them, won't it? It'd be a very, very good learning curve for the children. I take it children from the ages of 5 to 16?
No, this was from 12 to 16.
Okay, so this is some of the older children.
The older children, yes.
Okay, excellent. Sounds like you've got a pretty packed calendar.
We have, yes.
Very busy, always on the go.
Yes, non-stop.
I imagine there's quite a few rehearsals per week that go on.
Three. We do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah.
on top of going to school and doing everything else, I imagine that's quite a lot. But I guess it takes that much practice to... to get to the point where you can go and perform in the West End and and the Glee Club Challenge and things like that.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. Sounds brilliant. I can't wait to see this on Saturday. If people have just tuned in, talking to Karen from Dreams Theatre School, they're going to be on stage on Saturday with us from midday. I have to double check because I haven't got the list in front of me, but the time you're going on.
1:15.
You know it. Look at that. See, I'm glad you know. I'm just the compare. That's fine. No, it's fine because it's going to be really good. It's going to be a really good day to come down and see loads of local talent, including Dreams Theatre School, which will be amazing. Have you got anything up your sleeve for the Saturday?
Well,
are we going to be seeing something new, or are we going to be seeing a kind of mixture of what you've already
we're
done?
We're going to be doing two of the numbers that we did in the West End.
Brilliant. In West End treatment here in Brentwood. Just to reiterate that.
Yeah.
Bit.
So we're showing kind of we're doing a street dance, we're doing a medley from Les Mis.
Excellent.
And then we're doing a Christmas number that we've got together especially for Saturday.
Brilliant. That's what I like to hear, that people have got special Christmas featured stuff that's going on. That's going to be really good. Les Mis is quite a big thing at the moment, isn't it?
It is, yes.
The movie doing quite well, and people going... I'm going to say Gerard Butler, but it wasn't Gerard Butler. Who was it?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. See, Clint, if you could see the glint in her eye when she said that, oh, dearie me. But Les Mis is getting quite a good sort of press at the moment, isn't it? So I guess the stage show is getting a bit more presence.
Popular, yeah.
A bit more popularity as well, so it'd be good to see a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you choreograph?
I do, yes.
You do?
Yes.
Talented person, aren't you?
Well.
Quite a talented person. So you started Dreams Theatre School.
I did, yes. 10 years ago. It's our 10-year anniversary next year.
10 years next year?
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. Happy 10th
Thank
birthday.
You.
Are you going to be doing something to mark the 10th year?
Well, yes, we're going to be putting on a big production.
Excellent. Anywhere? Can you tell me any more detail on that?
I know, it'll be at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon.
Okay, cool.
But we haven't got a date.
No date just
yet. No.
Nothing in stone. All on paper for now, in pencil.
Yes.
I like it. I like it. It sounds very exciting. We'll talk more about what you're doing next year, because obviously, you know, we're pretty much at the end of November now, aren't we?
I know.
So Christmas is fast upon us. So apart from lighting up Brentwood, anything else you've got going on between here and Christmas?
No.
So this is the last thing.
This is
the grand finale
this is,
for
yes.
you.
Yes.
See, we're getting the special treatment here in Brentwood. We're getting real special treatment. Wednesday morning with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Hello. How's it going? You all right? If you haven't already added yourselves to our tea list, please send us a tweet at Phoenix Brecky, hashtag tea list. Let us know what you have first thing in the morning. I usually go for a coffee, a couple of coffees first thing, then settle down into the teas with one sugar later on, if you want to know. If I ever move around, then you know what to make me. What we're attempting to do is put together the world's largest office tea list and submit it to Guinness for next year and get into the World Book of Records. So I think it's a good idea. What do you think, Karen? Do you think we'll do it?
Very good, yes.
Yeah. You're just humouring me. I like it. You're a proper guest. Just being totally honest. Yes, Rob. Yes, yes. Yeah, if you say so. There, Rob. Oh, sorry. I do apologise putting you on the spot right there for it. But no, that's absolutely fine. I understand it is a bit of a stupid idea. But I've always thought, you know, with world records, have you seen some of them? The fastest mile done on a space hopper.
Well, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it is ridiculous, isn't it? You can say it. It is ridiculous. I don't hold that one, by the way. I can't quite go faster than about 6 or 7 minutes, so... It's like a mile on a space hopper. The world record is something like 6 minutes.
Really?
You know, running it is under four.
Yeah, well, that's quite...
How on earth do you do it on a space hopper that quickly?
Yeah, actually.
It's an amazing feat. I can't even walk a mile that fast. Then I'm going on a space hopper. Anyway, look, I digress. Karen is here not to talk about space hoppers and world records. She's here to talk about Dreams Theatre School, because they are performing for us at Lighting Up Brentwood on Saturday.
We are, yes.
And as you mentioned earlier, you're performing one of your West End performances,
yep.
Street dance.
A mashup of all different songs and a Les Mis medley.
And you've also got a little Christmas special ditty.
We have, yes.
Which you're not going to tell me anymore
about,
because you're going to make us come to the show on Saturday from midday and see you perform it live.
That's right, be a surprise.
Exactly. Now, we were talking about who Dreams Theatre School are and how it all started, and you said it's 10 years old next year.
It is,
which is incredible. So, why did you start it? That's what I would like to know. Why did you start Dreams Theatre School? What I assume, correct me if I'm wrong, I assume that you were a fan of dance and singing and theatre yourself.
Yep, big fan, and always danced
and
all
thought,
my life.
I just want to give it back.
Yeah, love choreographing, like the idea of teaching children, passing on my knowledge.
Excellent. Were you one of these people busting serious moves out in the nightclubs when you
No.
Just like giving it, yeah.
No. So,
look at that person, they've got some moves. No, not, nothing like that.
No.
Just refine to the bedroom or the shower. Yes. Sing into a shower shampoo bottle.
Yes.
But obviously, you're not just a shower singer. You've got a lot of talent, and you've obviously passed on a lot of this knowledge to the children. To the going performing the West End is an incredible thing.
It was, yes. It's a big thing.
Would you say that so far, you know, I'm not going to put you on the spot and say lighting up Brentwood is the highlight thing, but of course, you know, it's going to be exciting for you to do. But surely, like, the West End thing must have been one of the highlights of the last 10 years for you.
Well, we have done it before, actually.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
okay.
That wasn't our first time. That was our third time.
now you are just showing off. Yeah, definitely. That is really good. That is really, really good.
It's a great experience for the children.
Yeah, absolutely. So when did you first do it then? Was it every year or...?
No, we haven't done it for about 3 years.
Okay, so this is the first time in a couple of years then you've
done
it. Yeah,
so a lot of the children, it was their first time to perform.
So some of the ones that did last time have moved on and they're going to other dance schools and theatre schools and things
got
now.
Older, yeah.
I guess that's the other thing is that when, you know, you said that the children between sort of 5 and 16, some stay on a couple of years longer.
Yeah.
Do a lot of them that stay with you, you know, until sort of 15, 16, they go on to theatre school and drama schools at college and uni? Do they go on to do like the performing arts degrees and
that's
things?
That's the thing. By coming to us, they can have a taster if it is something that they would like to follow up. And once they leave school...
They can go on.
Yes. So it's a good way for them to get a feel for it in all areas of performing arts to see if it is something that they'd like to carry on.
So what kind of dance do you prefer?
Myself. I like all sorts. I do like...
What's the one that you could do any time of day? It would just cheer you up.
Bit of tap dancing. Yeah.
That's incredibly coincidental because I happen to have quite a large passion for tap dancing.
Yeah.
I know you're looking at me thinking, Rob, you're making this up now as well. I genuinely do because I like to play the drums. It's a bit of a hobby of mine.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a drummer. And I always thought it would be an incredible skill to be able to tap dance and drum at the same time.
Oh, that'd be difficult.
It would be difficult. But as you've been saying to me this morning, you're like an octopus to have arms all over the place, this computer, that computer and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I think if you were to get a drum kit and put it up, raise it up, taking away the pedals, obviously, because you need your feet. I reckon you could tap dance and drum
at the same time.
Marching bands. Think of a marching band. Mm. They have the drums on their shoulders, on the holders.
Oh, so you could do it like that.
You see?
A pair of tap shoes.
That's the future, that is. Tap dancing drummers. You've heard it here first. If you'd like to know more information about that, contact Karen. No, joke. I'm not really stitching you up on that one. I'm not stitching you up. So next year, 10 years. 10
it
years
is,
old.
Yes.
Big celebration that you've organised and you're planning.
Yeah. We've just started planning it.
Other than that, obviously, you've got this big show that you mentioned over in Basildon at Towngate Theatre. That's fine, yeah. With no date, though. No date on that yet.
No.
What else have you got? Have you got any other plans for next year? Things you'd like to do? Is there anything you thought... You come up with an idea this year and you thought, oh, no, there's not enough time to organise it.
I've got a couple of things up my sleeve.
Oh!
But I'm not excellent. Ready to let it on yet.
Okay. Watch this space.
Yes.
Watch this space.
Yes.
Karen, where is the best place to find for information? Because obviously what I'll do is we'll chop this up, put it online for people to listen back to.
In case
you're listening online now and you're listening back, this is where it is. Anyway, but there you go.
Yeah, we have a website. www.dreamstheatreschool.co.uk.
That's what it says on the tin. Perfect.
Yeah.
Are you on Twitter, Facebook? Are you a Facebooker or a Twitterer?
I'm more. We've got Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
But I'm not that great on Twitter.
You're more of a Facebook fan.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Dreams Theatre School on Facebook.
Yes.
Just search for that. Yeah.
Yep.
Absolute pleasure to have you in, and
I can't wait
to see your performance on Saturday.
It's
going to be really good. One last thing before you go, though, I'd like to trial out a new career I'm thinking of.
Okay.
If it takes off, it takes off. If it doesn't. Yeah, I'll still be here. It's fine. I quite fancy myself as a bit of a comedian. I think I'm quite funny. Kind of on your toes funny. Rather than planned comedy,
yes.
I'm a bit more of a sporadic kind of...
Are you going to do the joke?
I am going to do a joke for you, yeah. I'm going to tell you a joke right about now. And there's no guarantees that it's going to make you laugh. Because it is a rubbish joke.
The Rob Jenny Breakfast Show Joke of the Day.
I have CDO. It's like OCD, but the letters are in alphabetical order, as they should be.
The Rob Jenny Breakfast Show Joke of the Day.
I confused Karen. I think I confused myself, to be totally honest with you.